I find myself on the U.S. immigration website at 3:50 a.m. on a school night. The thought that my mother could one day be sent back to her home country of El Salvador haunts me at night and doesn't let me sleep. I try to find options, but am discouraged when I can't do so. My mother and I have talked about me turning 21 ever since I was a small child, barely able to comprehend exactly what that meant for her. Once a person turns 21, they can petition for their parent to receive a green card. In 5 years, I'll turn 21 and this will finally be a possibility. I'm not so sure about this possibility anymore though. I'm not so sure if we'll be able to withstand so much hatred coming our way. I'm not so sure if we'll be able to keep on disregarding the stares we usually get from certain ignorant people. I'm not so sure if I'll be able to look at the boy in my class who thinks affirmative action is going to save my life and not want to sock him in the face. As if my grades don't matter. As if kindergarten me didn't want to be white. I'd be lying if I told you my family doesn't have a plan if my mom were to ever get deported. I'd be lying if I told you I don't have nightmares of this happening. I'd be lying.
Stephen Machuca. This is Raleigh Burley with KDNK, and I'm joined by Stephen Machuca. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
This is a special edition of Valley Voices. I am also joined by Lindsay Anderson. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
Lindsay, do you also have a poem that you want to share with us today?
I don't know.
It's not totally necessary. We'll let you decide.
All right.
Great. So, today we are talking about the Alternative Prom, which is coming up on April 28th at the Launchpad. And this is a very special event that's been organized by several gay straight alliances throughout the Roaring Fork Valley at the different high schools. And we began with poetry because this event, which is called Word, Prom Upside Down, very clever, also begins with poetry. So Stephen, could you explain a little bit, this is going into its third year, what does it look like and who's invited?
So Word is just another alternative prom for all high school students across the valley and Coleridge, Parachute, Eagle. And it's just an event for all students, regardless of any differences, to just come together and have a good time. There's a poetry slam at the beginning. So that's just a way of self-expression as well.
And in past years, do you typically have a lot of people step up that want to speak their truth?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people are brave enough to talk about their struggles and talk about issues that are affecting them. And it's very refreshing to see those students come out and voice those opinions, those thoughts.
And so, Lindsay, could you explain to me what is the mission of the Gay Straight Alliance?
So we want to just bring people together and have a safe space to be able to express themselves, because sometimes it's hard for people to come and say something really vulnerable about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to people to have a safe space to come and be able to express themselves in any way.
And so the club meets on Fridays during lunch at Basalt High School. And when you get together, is there a lot of organizing of events? What does it look like? Do you just share lunch together and stories?
Sometimes we organize events, like we have Word coming up, so we've been working on that. But we also just talk about our days and anything really that we want to happen in the school or in the community and what we've been going through sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of difference do you see the Gay Straight Alliance making in the high school?
I think it has helped a lot of students just have a sense of belong. I know that sometimes, especially with LGBTQ plus youth, that's something that's not necessarily there often. So I think it just gives these students a place to go during lunch, to have lunch with other students like themselves, just talk about issues that are affecting them.
Mm-hmm. Well, so one thing that I think is pretty neat about this alternative prom coming up at the launch pad on April 28th for high school students, grades 9 through 12, throughout the entire Roaring Fork Valley, is that this is an event that includes all the schools. So I see the mission of this club, based on what you told me earlier, as being promoting inclusivity and acceptance and non-judgment, and to see that being practiced by inviting other schools and involving kind of this valley-wide effort to get people to come together in this safe space is pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Could you speak to what safe space means?
It just means somewhere, some place where anybody wants help or that is struggling to find somewhere to be themselves.
Mm-hmm. And so this alternative prom being a safe space, what does that mean? Like, if for the students who show up, what can they expect?
I think it's an environment free of judgment, free of happiness, inclusiveness, just an environment of students coming together, putting differences aside, and just having a good time.
Awesome. Cool. And so a little more about this alternative prom. What's the music that's going to be playing?
So we're going to have DJ Dylan from the Aspen DJs playing, and he has played at many events at the closing of the Aspen Snowmass Resort and the Dance Valley Dance coming up this weekend, actually.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned to me earlier as well that you have a counselor who's joined the club, Jeanette, who helps kind of explain and talk people through some of the issues they might be encountering being in high school, you know. Could you explain what kind of difference that's made throughout this year?
I think just having Janet come and talk to our club has definitely helped us approach different struggles in a different manner. She has taught us how to be able to resist hatred in our school from our classmates. I think it's very important for us to be able to talk about issues, and I think Janet has really given us that opportunity by coming and talking to our clubs. She also talks to CRMS and Roaring Fork. So I think having her come to all GSAs definitely helps us a lot.
And could you give an example of resisting hatred?
I think sometimes we all have to choose our battles and be able to be bigger people, be able to withstand just ignorance that's everywhere, just stupid remarks. Mm-hmm. Just be able to be bigger people, be able to understand that they're just ignorant, and be able to move on.
And do you encounter a lot of that in your high school?
I think just like any other high school, there's a lot of ignorant people, that just boys that say certain statements that sometimes hate you. But yeah.
Wow. And what about you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think, and just like Steven said, in any high school or any place in the community, you can get hatred or not be accepted for who you are. And I think that's important, that anybody feels safe in any given space. Mm-hmm.
And so obviously both of you are very accepting, open people. How did you become that way? What helped you on your road to acceptance?
For me, there, in any place, any situation, there can be bullying or things like that that just don't make people feel accepted. And for me, I went through a lot of that, but I also see my friends go through that. And so for me, I know that if there's at least a little bit of acceptance or someone who's there for you, then it helps a lot, just to be able to be yourself. Mm-hmm.
I think growing up, just remarks had always stuck with me, just slurs towards my sexuality or my race. But as I got into high school, I began learning that these differences should be praised. So that definitely has helped me accept not only who I am, but accept others.
Great. And how does it feel to accept people? Like, what, or to be accepted by people? What difference does that make in your own confidence?
It definitely helps a lot with just situations and being able to accept somebody else for who they are or anything that they have, like any trait or something like that, it makes them feel more comfortable and makes them realize that it's okay to be different. Because in society, there's often shame for being different. And so I think that it's really important to be able to accept people.
I think it also helps defy those social norms, those social expectations that we've all grown up with. Just being able to accept others, just live in peace and harmony with others without judgment and things that separate us, divide.
So we have this host here at KDNK who does a show called Shifting Gears, and he speaks a lot about non-competitive play as kind of an anecdote for a lot of the aspects of our culture that sort of tear us down. And one thing that I notice about this club, the fact that you're getting together with CRMS, Glenwood Springs High School, Roaring Fork High School, Aspen High School, yours being Basalt High School, to put on this dance, it's a really neat display of non-competitive play, because it's a lot of different schools getting together in a way that's not, you're not playing sports, you're not, you know, trying to defeat the other team, but you're just trying to share a space and experience together. So before we came into the studio, you were also telling me a little bit about an incident last year where there was a flag that was taken away from the school grounds, the flag being a symbol for that openness and acceptability of the Gay Straight Alliance. What kind of impact did that make on you, that action of somebody taking down that banner?
Personally, it hurt a lot, because I know people who are transgender and they need acceptance as much as anybody else does. And for our school to be seen that way is honestly unacceptable, because I know that there are different views about different things, but it kind of destroyed our GSA and it was hard. And we all sat in a room after that happened and we cried because it hurt and people weren't accepting us. So I think that's a big part of just like the GSA in general, because we didn't move past it, but we learned from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it really tore us apart just to see just the hatred of someone to take that flag down. And I saw so many remarks from students that I've grown up with, just so much hatred I'd never experienced in my life. I wanted to give up. I see this year more of a regrowing year for the GSA, just from that incident, and just being able to come back together and just work even harder to make our school more accepting.
Yeah. So, I mean, the entirety of last year you were mentioning to me, because of, you know, the political climate was difficult for the club, but you see it now growing stronger again?
Yeah, definitely, with Janet coming in and talking to our students and having open conversations about these issues has definitely helped us be able to move forward and be able to understand what's going on in our world and what can and can't happen.
Great. And Stephen, could you speak a little bit to your personal experience of growing up and now having this club as sort of, you know, a network, community of support for who you are?
I think growing up, there's always you're gay or like faggot. But being part of the GSA and being part of just another community of inclusiveness just has definitely helped me personally just grow as a person and be able to understand that I'm beautiful and we're all beautiful. We all have our differences, but it's better to celebrate those differences and not let us like divide because of them.
Mm-hmm. And could you speak, Lindsay, to why you joined the club? Why are you a member of GSA?
I joined because I think it's important for people to feel accepted and be accepted and have a space to go, a safe space. And I have a lot of friends who are part of the LGBTQ plus community. And it was important for me because I want them to know that I am here for them and that they have somebody to talk to.
Now, I was also told that the goal is to create a safe, inclusive space for anybody, and this includes people of any color, any religious upbringing, really anybody at all, gay, straight. And I guess, is that something that you feel is lacking, like in general, in our towns and our schools?
Yeah, there's definitely a separation, but again, it's really important just to have people to support you. And I think that's one of the biggest things for the GSA, because it's not only people who are gay, or, you know, it's a gay straight alliance. And so we're all coming together to form one group, which is important not only in our school, but also in the community.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, yeah, the word alliance is, I think, really important. What are your plans? Lindsay, you're a senior at Basalt High School now, and Stephen, you're a junior, so you got one more year with the high school. You could start. Lindsay, do you have a plan for next year? What are you going to do next, and how will Gay Straight Alliance sort of inform how you move in the world?
So I'm planning on going to college. I think I'm going to go to the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley to study nursing, which is different from, it's not, you know, a political thing or anything, but I know that being part of this club is going to help me for the rest of my life, because it has taught me to accept everyone, and that no matter like anyone's differences, you still help. And that's also part of nursing, you know, you don't not help somebody because they're a certain race or they're gay or, you know, transgender, anything like that. And so I think that being part of this group and community has been really important for me in my high school career.
And how about you, Stephen?
So I also want to go to college. I don't know exactly where I'll end up, but I think being part of the GSA has really taught me that in the future, I want to be an activist. I want to go out and march, and I want to be just a vocal person of these issues and not let just so much injustice occur. So maybe, who knows what the future story is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For people who are just tuning in, you are listening to Valley Voices. This is Raleigh Burley, and I'm interviewing Stephen Machuca and Lindsay Anderson, who are both members of the Gay Straight Alliance at Basalt High School. And they're informing us about WORD, which is prom upside down. And it is the alternative prom that is occurring on April 28th at the launch pad, beginning with a poetry slam, then going into a dance, and it's open to high school aged kids throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. So what's the sentiment? Is it going to be a really good year? Are you excited for this particular alternative prom?
I think I'm really excited for this year. I mean, it's my senior year, so it's my last year, but I know that it's also grown so much, and it's helped the community, honestly, just to help bring kids together and have, again, a safe space to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm also really excited. I've convinced a lot of new friends to come, so that's really refreshing to see new minds, new people, just being more vocal and be more accepting. So I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it must be a fun way to meet people as well and not be kind of confined to your own high school, but see other faces.
Yeah, definitely. I've met a lot of new friends because of this event, so.
Awesome. And do you already have a lot of people signed up for the poetry component?
We're not so sure who's going to be performing, but I think a lot of people from the Aspen Words, mm-hmm. A lot of students are going to be able to come and perform.
And is it open mic? or do you sign up beforehand, and then is it like a competition style poetry slam, or is it just like people sharing?
Normally you sign up when you get there, and so it's just you get there, and if you want to perform, you perform, and it's not a competition. There's no judges. It's just a place where you can get your voice heard.
Mm-hmm. And Stephen, we opened with a little bit of your poetry. Could you speak to the feeling of voicing your experience? What is it about being able to spit poetry that really means something to you?
Sometimes just you have so many emotions within you, so many thoughts, and I think it's very liberating to be able to put those down in words and write them down and be able to share those. You're almost liberating yourself from that burden, and even if it's happy, you're just sharing an aspect of you that most people have never heard or seen before.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned that this is a vulnerable space, but there's no judgment, so it really allows you to turn yourself inside out in a way and tell something about your experience. And you also do some poetry, although you might not share with us today. Could you speak to your attraction to poetry, Lindsay?
Yeah, so I've been into poetry for a long time, and it's helped me a lot as a person and just with different experiences, because there are adults and kids and teenagers who listen to you and they hear your voice. And I think that's the most important part, because I've struggled with a lot in the past. I'm adopted, and that's something that I struggled with a lot. And I was able to get in front of all my peers and talk about my adoption through poetry. And so I think that's extremely important. And it's not, it can be anything, you know, and a lot of people don't know what you've been through. And when you get up on stage and actually, or not on stage, wherever you are performing, and actually tell something that's so important and so personal to you, it's really, it helps when your community is there for you.
Sure. How key is self-acceptance to accepting others?
I think self-acceptance is really important, because if you accept yourself, it allows you to also accept others. And accepting yourself is so important for anybody, whether you're 5 years old or you're an adult. And that is so important, because it allows you to actually be yourself and not have any restrictions because of other people's views of you.
Yeah, I think being content with who you are and what you do, and I think that really helps broaden your perspective about others and not be so judgmental.
So if you knew that whoever it was that took the Gay Straight Alliance flag from your classroom or wherever it was stolen from, if you knew they were tuned in right now and you could deliver any message to them, what would you want to say?
We've actually spoken with the person who stole it, but at the end of that conversation, we just wanted to understand their perspective, why they did that, and also our perspective, why we put it up, and why it is a symbol of community and of acceptance, especially since we do have trans people in our school.
Okay, so what is the message to people who maybe haven't softened their hearts to that? What would you want them to know?
I think I would want them to know that everyone's different, and you don't have to have the same views as anybody else, but we want people to accept who each person is, and that is what we talked about at the end of the conversation with the person who stole the transgender flag from our school, is that we get that you don't necessarily have the same views as everybody else, but we just want people who are different to feel accepted.
Yeah, on our GSA shirts, we have the slogan, Embracing Humanity. I think it's very important to embrace each other as humans, as individuals, as even with our differences, even if we don't agree with each other. I think it's very important for all of us to be united and stand united in such a divided world.
Wonderful. Well, Stephen Machuca and Lindsay Anderson, students at Basalt High School, members of the Gay Straight Alliance, thanks for coming in to tell us about the Word Alternative Prom sponsored by Aspen Out at the Launchpad April 28th with a poetry slam and dance for high school students in the Roaring Fork Valley.